Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's classical music that you probably recognize from cartoons. We'll have guest appearances by Mickey, Daffy, Bugs, Elmer, the Pink Panther, and Tom and Jerry. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Cartoons from Disney, Warner Brothers, MGM, and many other studios have often used classical music in their soundtracks. One piece that's been heard in quite a few cartoons is Rossini's William Tell Overture. You may know the tune from Disney's Mickey Mouse animation, The Band Concert, the Looney Tunes episodes Bugs Bunny Rides Again and Daffy Duck's added lyrics in Yankee Doodle Daffy.
Over hill and over dale, we're always on the dusty trail. Hunting fox and hunting quail, tally-ho! I am a hunting fool, giddy-up, giddy-up, giddy-up. My horse and I are of the finest breed, giddy-up, giddy-up, giddy-up. Just like the wind, I ride my stalwart steed. Sure of foot, sure of eye, feeling onions make me cry. This makes no sense, so do I. So don't you go and beat me, Daddy, to the nearest bar. Yeah!
Here's a more traditional performance of the William Tell Overture by Gioachino Rossini, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlochen under the direction of A. Clyde Roller in 1985.
Thank you.
Gioachino Rossini's overture to the opera William Tell. We heard A. Clyde Roller conducting Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1985. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our programs at interlakencollection.org. Today, we're listening to classical music that's made appearances in cartoons. In 1928, Disney released the first animated short film with fully synchronized sound, Steamboat Willie. One of the very first full-length animated motion pictures was Disney's Fantasia. It was released in 1940. This animated film used classical music from many composers, including The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas. In the film, Mickey Mouse plays the role of the Sorcerer's Apprentice during the piece. Here's a performance of The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas, the World Youth Symphony Orchestra performing in the summer of 1998, conducted by Maximiano Valdez.
Thank you.
A performance from the summer of 1998 by Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maximiano Valdez. We heard The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts, and today we're listening to classical music that you might recognize from cartoons. Another piece that's been popular in cartoons is the first movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. It shows up in Disney's Fantasia, and also in an episode of The Pink Panther. In the episode Pink Plunk Plink, the Pink Panther crashes an orchestra's performance of Beethoven's Fifth and keeps trying to play his own theme, written by Henry Mancini. Here's an unobstructed version of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, the first movement, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Joshua Weilerstein in July of 2016. Thank you. the first movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Joshua Weilerstein in performance from July of 2016. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Alongside Disney and Warner Brothers, MGM made a major impact in the history of animated film. One episode of Tom and Jerry features the famous cat and mouse in the Hollywood Bowl. Tom and Jerry sabotage each other throughout the episode as the orchestra plays the overture to Die Fledermaus. Jerry puts wheels on Tom's podium and rolls him away, while Tom deposits Jerry in between the percussionist's cymbals just before a very large crash. Jerry starts sawing holes in the floor underneath the musicians until eventually the entire orchestra has fallen through the floor and Tom tries to play all of the instruments himself. We'll hear some selections from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss the Younger right now with no interference from cats or mice. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir performing under the direction of Kenneth Jewell in the Jesse V. Stone Building in January of 1973.
Thank you. of the year. Now here you are entertaining them, this most enchanting atmosphere. Let's all be happy and while we may be still are young and gay. Thank you.
performance from January of 1973 with Kenneth Jewell conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir in selections from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss the Younger. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. And today we're listening to classical music that you've probably heard in cartoons. Bugs Bunny's What's Opera Doc borrows music from several Wagner operas, including Tannhäuser, The Flying Dutchman, and Die Walküre. The Ride of the Valkyries is featured near the beginning of the episode as Elmer Fudd sets out to, well, you know.
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Kill the rabbit?
Here's a performance of Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, where no wabbits were harmed, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Jung Ho Park in the summer of 2004.
Thank you.
Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2004, conducted by Jung Ho Park and performing The Ride of the Valkyries by Richard Wagner. I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Music from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen has also appeared in many cartoons, including Tom and Jerry, and also a very early Disney cartoon featuring Mickey Mouse. In 1929's The Opry House, Mickey conducts a ragtag orchestra in their attempt to play music from Carmen. At one point, a musician pulls on several cats' tails to create the melody from their meows, and another removes his teeth to create makeshift castanets. Here's a very different version of music from Carmen by Georges Bizet. This suite is performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Guitar Ensemble, and they're led by John Wunsch. This is from November of 2004. Thank you. a performance from November of 2004 by the Interlaken Arts Academy Guitar Ensemble under the direction of John Wunsch. They performed a suite of music from Georges Bizet's Carmen. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.